Okay, we're learning today with Sechta Zavim, Parakei, Mishnah Vav, and I give you the Zavim, even Vedas. A person touches physical contact with the Zavim, Zavim, Nida, and Yiladis, and Sarah, Im Adam, and I give the Zavim, Zavim, Nida, and Yiladis, and Sarah, the Mishka, and Mershav, Shal Echad, and Elu Chachamisha. Okay, five things. He touches the Mishka, and he touches them.
Adam, and I give the Zavim, Zavim, Ibn Nida, Ibn Yiladis, Ibn
Sarah. Oh, Ibn Sarah. The Mishka Mayshav Shalach Amihem Meir Lachamisha, the bed of the chair.
He's touching the bed of the chair?
Yeah, so it says. Either he touches one of these five people, or he touches the bed of one of these five people, so he's been kind of an Avatoma. A Zav, he's neither Yiladis and Zav, these are five people that are an Avatoma, or he touches the Mishka of
Mayshav.
That's self-understood. Self-understood. The Mishka Mayshav Shalach Abayil Chamisha. Metame Shnayim. The Pais Lachad. He's an Avat. He's a Rishon.
Metame Shnayim.
No, Metame is an Avat. He's an Avat. He's an Avat. The Pais Lachad. So Adam
Hanagir. Metame Shnayim.
Metame Shnayim is a fancy way of saying that he's an Avat.
Ah.
Why?
I don't remember hearing that.
Metame Shnayim. Pais Lachad. Shnei. So Adam Hanagir. Becha Be'ilu. Metame Pais Lachad. One of these things.
Very happy,
conductor. While he is in physical contact with one of these things, so he is also an avatama. And therefore if he touches something, he causes that to become a rishon, and the rishon makes a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlishi. So it's metam is shnayim. He has the koyach to make two levels of tuma. He can make a rishon, and the rishon in turn can make a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlishi when it comes to tumas. So that basically means it's a very nice way of saying that he is an av ha tuma. Koydim shepirash, before he stops touching them, me'atuma hil harehu ka'av tuma, which is a rishon the tuma. The rishon is a sheni b'chulin. The rishon can make a sheni. The sheni paisel can make a shlishi. Between the shlishi, the sheni can make a shlishi when it comes to truma. Zero shlishi b'kam metam b'shan paisel echad. That's what means over here that you can go two levels paisel echad.
Okay, can you say again what it means?
It means that if a person is in contact with the zava zava, he's still
the term. Explain the term. Metam b'shnayim.
Maybe there's a picture.
Fancy way of saying what?
Maybe there's a picture over here because you have the same thing giving you the parable. The Zel Bazaar, and using the character time to show us the Echad. Same exact thing. Here's an example. Here's a nice example. Here. Okay, here's the Zav. Okay, Avatuma. Tohar. Hanagia Bazav. Ma'am Shah case. He's touching him. And he did not let go yet. So while he touches him, Tohar Hanagia Bazav, Nasa. No. Avatuma. It's not a good example. In case.
Just give the right mission, please. Don't bring me another mission, okay?
Okay, Hanogei Rezav, over here it says, Metame Shnayim. Okay. She Adam Hanogei Be'echad Me'el, a person who is Tohar until now touches one of these people. At that moment in time, while he is still in direct contact, with the Amshek, with the Zav, he is basically an Avatama. He's a conductor. So now when he will in turn touch Kalim, Metame Begodim, the Kalim, he will contaminate clothing, the Kalim, Shenegia Bohem, that he's touching, Koidem Sheperash Me'atuma, before he separates from the Tuma. Got it?
Shadam and the Gabi Echad Me'elu, like a Zav, whatever, neither your letters and Sarah, is Metame Begodim, the Kalim, Shenegia Bohem.
While he's still touching, he's still holding on to the Zav, he is also going to be an Avatum.
Right.
And therefore, if I'm an avatar and I touch and I touch a utensil, what happens to the utensil?
So the begadim and the kainim also become.
What do they become? They become one madrigal less. They become a rishon. They become a rishon. And then if something touches that rishon, it becomes a sheni.
So it's matam shnayim u'poisel lechad. So
right.
What's the two and what's the one?
The one is
Harry, who ka'avatama,
sha'oisa rishon.
Yeah, makes the person a rishon l'tama.
No. He makes the utensil a rishon l'tama.
What utensil? He's touching the guy.
He's touching the person that makes him tame.
Right.
So therefore, what is he now?
He's a rishon.
No, he's an av. That's the chumrah. That's the chumrah of a zava. You led this in the Mishkan Moshe of these things, people. So while you're still holding on to these things,
it makes you also become
an avatama.
Yeah, and what happens to the kalim?
Therefore, if with your other hand, you're touching utensil
also
becomes a rishon.
Rishon also?
Not also, right. Only a rishon.
So we're shtayim.
So that's number one. That's one level. When the utensil becomes a rishon, that's called one. That's called one. When the utensil now touches food, the food becomes two.
Yeah.
And when the food touches truma, that's three.
Yeah.
So, but truma is only a chumra. Only becoming a three, a shlishi, is only when it comes to truma. Does not apply when it comes to chulin.
Okay.
That's what it means. You make shnayim.
Talking about where he's touching truma then?
No, he's not touching truma. The object is touching truma. Here, give me an example. Let me show you over here. Okay, here's the tissue box. This is the zav. Got it?
Yeah.
This is I'm a human being. Yeah. I'm touching it.
Yeah.
Now, what is the zav? What is the zav?
He's an av.
I touch it. I'm not letting go.
Right.
I'm not letting go. Then I become a conductor. That means the avatama in the zav goes through my body. My entire body now has the same as also an avatama.
Correct.
I'm a conductor.
Correct.
Therefore, if I now touch a utensil, here's a utensil.
Now, this truva touching this.
No, not you jumped already. You jumped a step. This is a utensil of chulin. So this has become tame?
Yeah.
And this is the first, this is number one. This is called number one. I'm a conductor. Now, when I go and I touch this utensil becomes what?
Rishon.
Becoming a rishon is called the first extension of tumah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when this rishon, I can let go of it, touches food, make believe this pencil is food, what does the food become?
A sheni,
that's number two. So through me, we have brought into this world two levels of tuma. Level of tuma rishon, and the rishon in turn makes a sheni.
Shnayim,
that's two.
Shnayim, sheim, echad. Does it say?
Let's see, shnayim, echad. Metameh, you jumped. Vitame shnayim.
Yeah. Upaslacha.
Now the food. If this is food. Let's say this touches another food. Does it happen?
No.
No.
Only truma.
So that's what it means. Truma when it's paisel means
echad?
It means that that's where it stops. Paisel means it becomes tummy, but the word paisel has the connotation that the tumma stops. It cannot go any further. It does not go any further.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
So it's Chazal's words inside. Hanagia bizav. Ubizav and leading letters and with Sarah. So while I'm still touching, I did not yet let go. As long as I have not yet let go, now when I touch a utensil, the utensil becomes a rishon, and when the utensil touches food, the food becomes a sheni. Rishon is a sheni b'chulin. That's already two. Rishon and a sheni is one, two levels. And now, when the food in turn touches truma, the truma becomes tamei. That's number three. The sheni poisel shlishi b'truma. The zehu sheshni nukan metamei shnayim u'poisel echad. That's what it means. You go two levels down. While I'm still holding on to the zav, while I am in contact with the zav, my body is serving as a conductor, which means I am an avatama. And a person who is an avatama, by definition, not just here, b'chol tov kula, has the koyach to go bring forward into this world shtayim, two levels of tuma. When I touch a utensil, the utensil becomes tame, and when the utensil touches food, the food becomes tame. The utensil is a rishon, and the food is a sheni. And then when the food touches truma, the truma will be a shlishi.
Right.
Mitame Shnai, we pose Lacha. Nai Halacha. Let's say Perash. I let go. Perash Adam and Atuma. Now I am no longer a conductor. What am I now? If I let go of the Zav, what am I now? I'm not a conductor anymore. So what am I? I'm a Rishon.
Right.
A Rishon can only make one level of Tumah. A Rishon can only make in this world
of Shani. You're still a Zav.
No, he's a Zav. We're not talking about the Zav. I was touching the Zav. Now I let go of the Zav.
Oh, okay.
When I let go of the Zav, I'm no longer a conductor. So what am I now? What's the
problem? How am I supposed to know? You're not the Zav. How do I know you're the one who's touching
you
the
know
Zav.
What you're touching. You know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on here.
Perish
or Adam? Oh, the person who was touching
me,
the Zav.
I'm the person.
You don't say me. Just the Zav is a person too.
No, the Zav is not relevant. And I was, the Rav
is
the system.
Zav is a person.
So what? But that's not
so
the discussion.
So you have to know that we're talking about the person who was Perish or the Zav.
Right. Very good. Very
that's
good.
Why he says Perish.
Mamash a genius.
Thank you.
You know, Mamash. Next halacha. Now this halacha that I told you, if you're touching the Zav, you become an avatoma, you're a conductor, you become Rishon. This halacha is true. Echad hanogea, the echad hamesit. Bein hanogea, bein hames. Whether you touch, whether you move, bein hamesit, whether you move, echad me'elu, af al pishon hanogea bohem. Even though you're not, when you move it, if I'm moving it, I'm causing it to move. I have a stick. I'm causing, even though I'm not making physical contact. Whether I'm carrying or whether I'm being carried, let's say the seesaw, I'm on the seesaw and I'm on the bottom and it's on top. Or it's on the bottom and I'm on top, whether it's either or. Even though in that case when I'm being noise, I'm not moving it. And I'm not touching it. You're going to Evan Misama Mafsika Benatoma Benatar. There's an Evan Mafsika Matar. There's an Evan is a stone between me and the Tom and the Tuma and the Tar called Elu Dinam Kamalu Shishnu Elsha calls Manchloi Perash Benatoma. As long as I have not separated from the Tuma, Metame Shnayim Upoisalechad. Perish Benatoma, Metame Echud Upoisalechad. So whether I'm a Nogea, I'm a Mesit, or I'm a Noisei, during the Zman that I'm doing one of these three things, if I then touch, I have the koyach of Shtayim. I have the power to bring two levels of Tuma deep. And once I'm Poyresh, I only have the power to make one level deep. That's it. That's Chaz the Mishnah. And I gave Bazov. Bazov.
Uvamida.
Yoledes.
Mitzorah. Moshe.
The Mishkov.
Tam Shnayim.
Why do we differentiate between a mitzvah, between a man that's a mitzvah and a woman that's a mitzvah? Why don't we do that? The answer is because their dinim are exactly the same. When it comes to a zav and a zav, they have different dinim.
Right.
Two times, three times.
Right.
Since the way a person, a man and a woman become a zav is ziva, and a zav is dam. But a mitzvah is zolbazach. There's no chilek moisar. Adam and Haisha Oyin. There's no difference between a man and a woman who comes to the Mitzvah. Zelb Zach only comes to Zelb Zava. One is.
Okay.
Right. Moshav, Metam Eshnayim. So if while I'm touching it, I'm a conductor.
Right.
I'm a conductor. I have a connecting Metam Eshnayim with Poysel Echad. But let's say Perash.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a Rishon. Perash. Perash. Metam Echad Poysel
Echad.
This halacha is not only when you're in the Nogea. Echad Hanogea, v'echad Hanesed, v'echad Hanesei, v'echad Hanisa. Whether you Nesei, you're carrying, which means that you are on the bottom and it's on top. Whether you are on the top and it's on the bottom. Or
you push.
What? Or Mesed. Mesed, four examples. So when it says Nogea Lavdavka, Echad Hanogea, v'echad Hanesed, v'echad Hanesei, v'echad Hanisa, in each one of these four cases, while you're involved in one of these four situations, you're a conductor. You're a conductor, you're Metame Shtayim, u'Poisel Echad.
But how once, you where
when you're touching, when you're touching, when you're moving, while I'm moving it.
But this was the case where you were touching, no?
Right. So he's saying, lav after touching, the same exact thing
applies. Whether it's
I'm touching it,
v'echad
hamesa, I'm not touching it.
You're pushing.
I'm pushing it.
Yes.
So I'm pushing with one hand, but I'm not physical contact. I have a stick.
V'echad
hanoise means that I'm on the seesaw. I'm on the bottom, and my weight is the core.
You should have said this earlier, though. You should have said this.
No,
this
that's the
it should include this.
And that's what it's coming to explain. That when it's said here, Hanogeh, this is the basic halacha. Now that we know what the basic halacha is, we're saying ditto.
Ditto
when it comes
guys.
To all the other things.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? Five halachas. Now you know, number five.
Go ahead.
15. Halacha Mishnah Zayin, and again, the Zoyva shells off, Uvi Rukai. A person touches the actual Zoyv. Okay? He touches the actual Zach itself.
Yeah.
Or the Rukai, his spit, his saliva. B'shicha Zaroi, the Meme Raglov, Adam and again, the Zoyva shall observe, and the Rukai, and B'shicha Zaroi, and the Meme Raglov, and the Dam Hanida, and again, the Dam Hanida. So all of these avatumas, a person who touches one of these things, while I'm still touching it, I'm a conductor. And therefore, what am I? I'm an avatuma. The male, if I touch, I have the koyach of two in one. Got it?
Really? Okay, so if he touches it, the same thing as before.
Then in the Chanami, you don't have. These things are different. I'll leave it as there is a custom.
What's going on? So do these things also?
No, only Nogea and Nesit. When it comes to Zoyver Shalzov, Rukai, Shechva Zarai, Meme Ragov, Gamida,
according to the Kama,
is only halacha when it comes to Nogea and Nesit. But there's no halacha when it comes to Noisei Vinisa. Doesn't apply to them. Doesn't apply to them. What about Rabbi Eliezer's Cholek? So what does that mean? You know, I'm a mace to me, so according to another different gear source. Other gear means I agree to mace it, but I only agree to mace it when you're doing both together. You have to be mace it together with noise. There's another gear. Okay, so either the gear is one or the other gear is no mace it, even mace is coming to be makel. You're only going to be higher for mace it when you're mace it together with the noise. You have to work together. Got it?
What is Rabbi Lezer Yanni?
Okay, let's do one shot. Let's get about it. Let's do a posh shot. Af ha-Noisei. Not only Noisei, he's coming to be Machmir, Noisei also.
Awesome.
Only Noisei, it says. That, which means if I'm on the bottom, I have a seesaw, and I'm on the bottom, and Noisei, the person's on the bottom,
right.
And the Roik Shalzov is on top,
right.
On the other side of the seesaw, so then the person becomes an avatoma as well.
Right.
According to the Tanakhama, no such thing. According to the Tanakhama, the only time you become time by when they say is only
Tanakhama, no noise. No noise, no nothing.
No only Nisa, no Nisa.
Right.
Chaz the Mishnah. Hanegeya b'zayvah shel zav.
Go ahead.
Uvirikoy b'shavah zayvah b'nei meiragva v'dam hanida mitane shnayin b'peisulachad peirash mitane yechad b'peisulachad. Like the previous Mishnah, the only difference of here is in this. Than the previous Mishnah, we had three different here, four different examples. We had Hanegeya meisid noisiv nisav. Here we only have two examples. Echad hanegeya v'yechad hameisid v'zehu. Rabbi Lezer's no. This is the third example. Rabbi Lezer's one. Af hanoisay. Hanoisay es hamerkav. Hanisa alav. Naya halacha hamerkav. Hanoisay adon. Hanoisay adon. Hanoisay es hamerkav. Shalazov. Hay nudavah shemeshamesh luchiva. An abz that's used as a chariot. Okay, a chariot. Shnei marba hay. Chavuchal hamerkav. Shayukav alav hazav. Vugitav. Chavuchal nagev. Chavuchal shayir yiyeh tachlav yitma. I don't remember. The hanoisay yisam as a mishkav yisam hamerkav. Yichabes begav arisha arei. Shehidu lakasta b'merkav b'azov. The Torah was mild when it comes to merkav. Hazov bein hanogeya boy. Merkav hazov bein hanogeya boy bein hanoisa. Shadavka hanoisa mitame b'gadim. Avon hanogeya boy einay mitame b'gadim. Shelo nema boy kibus b'gadim. Umikan shanogeya b'merkav hazov. Ein dinay ela kurishu mutoma. Dilu hanoisoi af apir shloi hisitoi kol man shloi perishimenu dinay kavutim. A naya halacha. You always complain. They told me so many details to remember. So now we have a whole new klal, a new klal you never learned before. You never heard this before. We're dealing now with a chariot. A chariot. A chariot is not a chair. It's not a bed. It's an object that's miyuchad for transportation. So here, if the zav, if a person's touching the miracle, let's say here's the miracle. There are wheels. There's the miracle. I'm touching the miracle. So what am I? Mani. Mani.
Mani.
What am I? What am I?
Enough.
No, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Ding, 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 ding. Out.
Oh, wait.
Out.
You're talking about the miracle?
Strike one.
What's the miracle?
The miracle.
What
the
is
miracle.
It? What's the miracle? The
chariot.
I'm saying, what is it? Is it tummy or no?
An avatoma. A Zav once upon a time sat in it.
Oh, so of course not.
It's an avatoma. The Merkav itself is an avatoma.
Yeah.
It's an avatoma. Here's such a thing? It's an avatoma. I touch it now. What am I?
Risha.
Oh, but I'm touching it. Why don't we say I'm a conductor? Why don't we say I'm a conductor?
There.
What?
It's not there.
That's the
it's not there. The
so what? Doesn't make a difference. When we said before, it didn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be there. When it came to the Mishkav and the Moshav, even if the Zav and the Zav, they're not here. They went away.
Stop.
It's an avatoma.
This is not a Mishkav.
America. While I'm touching the America, what's my status?
I don't know.
While I'm a Rishon. Pay attention. Almost finished. While I'm touching the Mishkav and the Moshav, what am I? What are you looking over there for? What are you looking over there for? I want to say something. The last thing, I'm going to trouble.
Good. Okay. So now I say.
In trouble. Well, yeah, but you know, I used to feel like that. But
you don't think like that.
Okay, come on. I didn't realize. But you're showing me this one.
Only when the tape's out, the brain's going to listen.
Zach Haley, Yan Vey. When was the last time you upgraded your shas? People upgrade. Because Zach Haley, Yan Vey. The schneis of the same schneis for 25 years. But this, a new one. Every year you get a new one. Why? It's actually that name. No?
I like it.
Ha nois se adam ha nois se di dam shamash so to the lechi for a chair, shnei mabai. Okay, we're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, at least we're doing two schneis.